Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota. And June Lee Wong is the Associate Director of Programs for Springboard for the Arts. She's authored a handbook for artists working in communities, and she's with me now to talk a little bit more about that. Good morning, June Lee.
Good morning, Katie.
Thank you for taking time to talk today. Before we get into talking about the handbook, which I think is going to be an incredibly important resource, I wondered if you could just talk a little bit about Springboard and what you guys offer to artists and communities.
Great. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I was actually just last week up in your area at a lake cabin of a friend. So,
oh, you lucky.
appreciating your landscape and kind of missing it, calling from St. Paul. So Springboard for the Arts, we're a community and economic development organization. We're based in St. Paul and in Fergus Falls. So we have two offices that are staffed under, you know, normal circumstances, we would be in the office. And we work both in Minnesota, and we also work nationally. So we work locally by doing work with artists and communities, and then we take what we learn and we share it nationally with other communities to sort of catalyze change or to inspire them to work with their artists. Our work really, when I say artists, we define artists as people who call themselves artists, you know, with a capital A, and then also people who have creativity, do creative things, who might not feel comfortable saying, oh, I'm an artist. But so these might be people who, you know, you carve spoons, you sing in church choir, you knit for your family and your friends, you know, you're a hairstylist, all the way to the more traditional painter, illustrator, muralist, musician, performer, people who are commissioned for big projects or who are collected by museums. So that's really important to our work, to recognize that, you know, everybody has creativity. And sometimes we undervalue it or under-recognize it. So Springboard's work is really about recognizing and supporting the artists in our communities. And we do that in two ways. So one is directly through like professional development services. So workshops around, you know, how to build a portfolio, how to use social media, how to create a website, how to think about copyright, consultations. You know, we have a whole slew of career consultants who can help you think about, you know, where you want to take your art, how you want to make a living and a life as an artist. So that's one body of work that we do. And these days that's, you know, all online. So we actually are able to help people in more places than pre-pandemic. And then the other work that we do that is more of my that's more aligned with my background is really the role of artists in communities and to how they can create change, how they can help us have hard conversations, how they can help us think about new ways to address age-old problems. So that work is really, you know, that's where the handbook comes from. Yeah.
And could you talk about how art does seem like the perfect catalyst to inspire change or inspire dialogue towards solutions? Could you talk about just that magic that art has to be conducive to that kind of a thing?
Yeah. So I think there's sort of two ways we see it or think about it. One is, you know, artists have this way of expressing ideas and emotions and then helping the rest of us talk about them. So whether it's we're looking at somebody's work that represents our community and gives me a way to talk to my neighbor, or literally doing some activity that brings me in touch with somebody I don't know, right? And we could just have an experience together through, you know, watching a performance. We can get to know one another a little more than just if we were, you know, sitting at a town hall meeting. So artists sort of give us new ways to connect to one another. That's really important. And it's really important, especially, you know, where we live and sort of where we romp can be a place that we should be able to connect to our neighbors. I'm not saying this very well. It's a little, what do I want to say? Artists help us bring sort of a unique or authentic quality to our lives.
Yeah.
So when we think of a small community, you know, your main street is so important, and artists can bring sort of different things to animate and help people appreciate that main street more. And then the other way we think of artists is they're just really creative, right? When you need out-of-the-box thinking, if you have an artist at the table, they're going to ask different questions, they're going to notice different things, and they're going to help us see different paths.
Yeah.
So, you know, to your solutions. So it's, you know, artists, we feel like artists really should be involved in every kind of discussion that a place has about its future, because they're just going to bring new ideas to the table.
Right. And so that is part of what inspired you to write this manual, this resource.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
We teach workshops, but, you know, those are for people who are able to show up. And so we felt like it was really important to put something on paper that people could just access for free and use how they wanted to.
It's called Artists Working in Community. How will artists use this handbook, and what's inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's super practical. There are four main chapters that an artist can walk through, and they can, this is really designed for maybe artists who haven't really worked in community but are interested in that idea, all the way to artists who do work in community already but maybe want to go a little deeper, they want to think more intentionally, or they want to pick up some new tools or practices to actually work with people. So it's very practical in that sense. You know, the first chapter is really about grounding yourself as an artist and thinking through what you want to get out of working with community and how to be clear about that. Because sometimes in those early stages, we see, you know, I think often when we think of artists, we think of them as sort of controlling and deciding everything, but that's not always the case. So the artist groundwork section helps artists think through where they want to be and the role of community. And then the second chapter is community groundwork. Sometimes artists are already part of the community they're working in. Other times, you know, they're outsiders, they're invited in. And so that section is how to think about that deeply, right? You know, if we're an outsider, you know, how do we be careful about that? How do we make sure we're reaching different people in a community? But if we're an insider, how do we also look with new eyes? Mm-hmm. And then the third chapter is super sort of practical. Like, how do you start a project? How do you think about the planning and the steps and the budget? And don't forget to evaluate. And then the last chapter is more around when you're actually doing the project and how do you do some outreach and publicity? How do you facilitate groups making decisions, documentation, and, you know, how do you celebrate your project at the end? So very practical. Each chapter has a section of like forms and worksheets that you can go through. And then the fifth section is a bunch of different tools or activities that you can use when you're working with community.
You've worked on community projects in the past. I was reading your bio briefly before we talked on the phone. What are some of the challenges that do come up when you're involved in a community project?
Sure. I think a common one is being transparent and clear about goals. So as an artist, I may have certain interests coming into a project that are different from maybe what I hope the community will experience, and then also what the actual project is. So even if it's about creating a mosaic bench, that's the final project. But what happens between, you know, the beginning of that to the actual creation of the bench, there's all this human interaction that happens. And so I think that's the part where sometimes, you know, sometimes there can be just misunderstandings. And that's really where, you know, unintentional misunderstandings. So I think that's one of the things that we see, and the handbook helps address just how to talk about that and how to troubleshoot that if that comes up. But I think, you know, relationships are complicated, and that working in community is all about relationships. It's also very beautiful. So, you know, in terms of my own work and the work we see in community, I think, you know, there's a need to be flexible and need to just appreciate that this is so much about developing relationships.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't just for artists. We were talking before we were live that this handbook is appropriate for community leaders and anybody who wants to engage in art-related projects in their communities.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, one, I think everybody has some creativity, but there are a lot of questions in this handbook and tools that anyone could use when they're working with people. And we imagine that, you know, a group of artists could also take this, community development folks could take this handbook and work together and work through it. We do also have a bunch of other toolkits that are targeted towards community development organizations and business associations. So we have those, have a different angle and more are about larger projects. But yes, for sure, this is in that group of resources.
Excellent. So people can go to springboardforthearts.org and then they send an email in to download the handbook, or will you send it out? What's the process?
Yeah, there's an automatic, you just enter in your basic information and you get an automatic PDF. So it's free. It shows up in your inbox the moment you hit send on that.
Great. Well, it seems like it's going to be a great resource and it could get a lot of people moving forward on big and small plans in their lives.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
All right. Well, thanks, June Lee. Thanks a lot for taking time to talk today.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota. Again, springboardforthearts.org is where you can go to get access to the Artists Working in Community workbook. You can also check out artist job boards and calendars of events, connect with other artists, and find out a whole bunch of other great information about living as an artist and the business of being an artist. springboardforthearts.org.